In 1997, Kim and I got to go to South Africa as part of a mission team from Surrey Association. We went to work with a church there in a suburb of Cape Town, and the couple we stayed with was a family about our age, and so we really identified with them and felt bonded with them. And as we got to know them, we talked about the changing dynamics of life in South Africa. As we talked, I remember making this comment to them. What it took us as a nation to experience and work through in 50 years was happening to them in 5 or less. Life for them, if you would, was on fast forward. Now, you understand what I mean if you've ever listened to an audio or a videotape and there's a way. That was what was happening to them. Are we immune to that? No, I would say I don't believe that we are. What we see and know of happening in other countries to followers of Christ could certainly happen here. The question for us is and will be how we handle life, culture, and our walk with Christ when fast forward comes to us. The writer of Hebrews is wrapping up his message to the people, and it is much more than just a goodbye. In chapter 12, verse 28, he points the people toward worship in the context of their shared lives. Every part of life is to be pleasing to God, even or especially when life fast forwards. Let's read together Hebrews chapter 13. Let love of the brethren continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourselves are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever. Do not be carried away by varied and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, through which those who were thus occupied were not benefited. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Hence, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls, as though who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves honorably in all things. And I urge you all the more to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. But I urge you, brethren, bear with this word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. Take notice that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes soon, I shall see you. Greet all of your leaders and all the saints. These from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. How are we going to handle? How are you going to handle when life fast forwards? When life fast forwards, make all of life a confession of faith. Pursue holiness. Make sure all of life is an expression of worship. What'd you do yesterday? Was it an act of worship? You say, well, I don't know how mowing the yard is an act of worship, or pulling weeds, or whatever it is that you did. If we do everything to honor and glorify Christ, if we take care of what he's given us, if we help somebody else, then it's an act of worship. All of our lives are to be an act of worship, because all of life is sacred. Paul said in Romans 12 to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, an act of worship. All of life is to be worship. Authentic worship consists in the praise of God and in a living sacrifice, a shared life of love. Authentic worship is a grateful response to all God has done in your life. Thank you, Lord, for the rain. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to do whatever it is that your life holds. The writer says, first, he deals with attitude. He said, let love of others continue. Want the best for others. And flowing out of that is how you deal with others. Life is to be shared. He says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for you never know for sure who knocks on your door. We have gentlemen this week. No, last Friday. Excuse me, last Friday. I'm headed to Washington, North Carolina. Now, I've never been to Washington, North Carolina, but he said it was over on the coast. Now, I walked out here to show you. I said, well, where did you start from, Montana? 10 days ago. And he walked with a cane in one leg. And I just thought, sir, how in the world? When I write my book, there may be a chapter on you. But when I write my book, I am going to talk about the visitors that we used to get as we lived right there on US 1. Some very interesting people came through. The writer of Hebrews says, be careful and be sure that you show hospitality to strangers, because you may have been hosting angels unaware. You don't know who comes through. Show hospitality to them. There were not any gas stations or restaurants or motels along the road. My brother and sister-in-law just blew through. They started out in Oklahoma, went to Connecticut, came here, headed back home. Do you know that they didn't take a carload of food? They didn't take a carload of gasoline. They didn't take a tent to sleep in. Because we live in such a time that there are places all along the way. But it wasn't true for them, for these people. There just wasn't. So as ministers or refugees of persecution moved about, they would rely on a network of fellow believers who would open their homes for shelter and provision. Then he said, remember those in prison. Meals were not provided in those days in prison. Laundry or clothing was not provided for those people. So anything that a prisoner needed, somebody outside the prison had to bring them. So he said, remember those and let that be an act of worship. Then in verse 4, the writer deals with action. He says, marriage is to be held in honor, even as a young person. Sexual relations outside of marriages damage the marriage. You say, well, that happened when I was 18 and I didn't get married until I was 25. It still affects. Sexual immorality is actually a rejection of the presence and goodness of God. Then he talks about money, your view of money. He says, do not love money. Be content with what you have. How many of us are content with what we have? Well, the world is not, because that is all what advertising is all about. Be content. Trust in and rest upon God's promises. Make all of life a confession of faith, an act of worship. One of the Focus on the Family broadcasts this week featured the life story of a fairly well-known singer. The man grew up in a minister's home. The way he termed it, his dad preached a hard gospel. Hair, clothes, attitude, all had to be a certain way. He even identified it as being legalistic. But Dad was an alcoholic who lived a double life. When, as a child, the singer went to spend the night with a friend, he came home and made the comment that he had told the other family something that had happened in his family. Don't tell secrets, the mom said. As I first heard about the broadcast, I thought, I hope my kids would say that I was the same at church that I was at home. That I was consistent. All of life is to be a confession of faith. You've heard the expression, what happens in stays in. No. Be the same at home, at work, at school, on vacation, or a business trip that you are here. This comes from a devotional that comes to me weekly. Jesus warns against simply giving lip service to God. Our words, spoken in prayer or in conversation with others, are not to be spoken lightly or casually. Nor is God impressed with long speeches or extravagant promises. He looks for honest humility and trustworthy speech and actions. Can people trust that you mean what you say? Can God? Are you one to show hospitality? I had to learn that to a large degree. My parents never invited anyone into our home except family, except like once every 3 or 4 months, they were part of a bridge club where like four couples would get together and play bridge. You know, I'm dealing cards. But other than that, we never had anybody. So I had to get used to that. When you marry an army brat who was used to having people in their homes, that's what we did. So I had to learn that. Do you show hospitality? Well, what about your view of money, of things? Are you content with what you have? As you think about your marriage, is it what you want or hoped it would be? If not, then instead of trying to change the other, change yourself and allow your mate to react to your change. All of life is to be an act of worship, even when life fast forwards. When life fast forwards, maintain your focus on Jesus. Life, your life is to be about Jesus Christ. When you go to the store tomorrow, or when you go to work in the morning, or when you go to school in 2 or 3 weeks, or wherever it is that you find yourself, you ought to go humming and singing the song that the bells started with, God is so good. And so let your life keep your focus on Him. When the world accelerates in change, hold on to sound doctrine, he says. Evidently, leadership of the church, of the cause of Christ, had changed, or new people had entered into positions of influence. And the writer says, as they are faithful, imitate them. But new is not always improved. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Verse 9 indicates that some of the new leaders may have been influencing them to go back to the law, because he talks about being strengthened by grace instead of food. And so there seems to be that conflict, that tension. He says the heart, the center of your life and personality, is strengthened by Jesus, not by what you do or eat. So let your heart be strengthened by the grace, not the keeping of laws. And the Word of God should not be exchanged for mere human tradition. We are to keep our focus on Jesus. Look back to chapter 8 for a minute. The first couple verses. He says, "Now the main point in what has been said is this. We have a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Hence it is necessary that this high priest also have something to offer." And Jesus did that. For you. He is our high priest. He is speaking for us in heaven, in the very presence of God the Father, the majesty in the heavens. Man. In verse 13, discipleship is emphasized. The going outside the camp speaks of self-denial, for the camp was safety, it was security, while the going out was the bearing of shame. And he makes the analogy and draws the comparison between what Christ did and what the animals who were given as a sacrifice. Because if they were given as a sacrifice for sin, the bodies, the remains were taken outside and done away with outside. And that's what happened to Jesus. That the one who came to bear the load, the brunt, the penalty for our sin, he was sacrificed outside the city, outside the walls. Christian identity is a matter of going out to him. We as the body of Christ are to live out the life of Jesus, even if it means a loss of security, status, or honor. As you keep your focus on Jesus, keep a clear conscience. Keep a clear memory of what you've done. The writer knew to ask that the people pray for him to keep his memory of his actions clear, because he had acted honorably to this point, honoring Jesus. Keep your focus on Christ. I know I've told this story before, but it points to the need to focus on Jesus. Years ago, there was a news show. It was one of those news shows that instead of just the headlines, it breaks down the story and goes into the background and everything. And whatever the point of the story, whatever they were talking about, they said, "Now we're going to show you a clip of a group of people, and I think it was, count how many times people go in front of each other." So, man, I was watching. After the clip showed, they said, "Did you see the man in the gorilla suit?" "What man in the gorilla suit?" So they showed the clip again, and sure enough, there was the man in the gorilla suit. But because I was focused on something else, I didn't see the man in the gorilla suit. So what or who are you focused on? Are you focused on Jesus? If you watch or listen to other teachers or preachers, does what they say line up with Scripture? Does it line up with the context of the passage? Is what they say more about Jesus or themselves? It may sound appealing to the flesh, but is it true to the full counsel of Scripture? Let me tell you, as the world we live in changes and its ideas and thinking changes, will you let culture speak to Scripture or Scripture speak to culture? Let me speak to this idea of letting your heart be strengthened by grace and not by food. So often we think that life is a series of steps, a process. If I get the step right, if we get the process right, everything will turn out right. And the truth is life sometimes just falls apart. It just falls apart. Everything changes. Or maybe what happens for you is that you have this conception that this is how life is. In terms of what's going on with family and with friends and everything. And then all of a sudden you find out that what you thought was happening or did not happen was happening. So what do you do? What do you do? Run to Jesus. Go back to the cross. I don't know how bad you've been hurt in your life, and for some of you, I don't maybe really want to know. But the worst I've ever been hurt taught me that when I think about it, when I remember it, I go to the cross. I go to Jesus. We were to run to His grace, His mercy, His love, His goodness. Keep your focus on Jesus. What will you do when life fast forwards? When life fast forwards, remain confident in Christ. Jesus is enough. Whereas in verse 18, the writer asked for prayer, in verse 20, the writer expresses his prayer for them. In the verse, two ideas are put together. The first is that through his blood, the exalted Jesus once for all accomplished the atonement of the people and established an eternal covenant. Once for all. Maybe the three best words in Scripture. Once for all. What Jesus has done, he did it once for all. The second idea is that after his resurrection, Christ became the leader of the new covenant community. Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep of the new covenant. In verse 21, the writer prays that God may supply what is lacking in them, equip them. Blake came up to me before the service and said, I don't want to steal your thunder, but you're going to be in Hebrews 13. Thank you, Blake. What looked to be this little thing, I don't even know what it is, did exactly what was needed. And Jesus is able to do that for you in your life. In verse 25, the writer expressed his wish for what they truly needed, the grace of God in their lives. Grace be with you all. His grace is sufficient. Remain confident in Christ. Have you ever seen a father, as he was playing with his kids, take the child and throw the child up in the air? Now, I used to do that some. I have watched my boys as their kids have come. Man, they take them and they throw them like three times higher than I used to. And you know what? Not one time did any of those kids have this scared look on their face. You know why? They knew that their father loves them. They knew that their father would catch them. And Jesus does that for us. He knows the way. He knows what is best. He wants the best for you, for your family, for this community, for the nation. So keep on trusting Him. Have you ever heard someone say, that couldn't happen here? Oh, it could. How will you handle things when life goes on fast forward? Are you pursuing the holiness only found in Jesus Christ? I'm not talking about a casual, you know, walking by. I'm talking about pursuing Christ. Is all of your life an act of worship, an expression of worship? Is your life a grateful response to all that God has done? Keep on loving your family, including this family. Keep on pursuing Christ, for He alone is the answer. Let's pray together.